Let us begin to respond to God's word with thanks and praise. Let us pray. Spirit of life, we breathe our lives upon these gifts that they may become a fertile plain of green life and strengthened hope for all who live in the valley of dry bones. May the wind of your love carry these gifts far beyond us to the places most in need of your compassionate grace. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Can the deacons come forward, please?
To come to the table of the Lord, I would like to offer you the chance to share any prayers, any prayer requests you have, any joys or concerns. And I will begin with this one that I was handed from Linda Jager. Linda would like to thank everyone for the cards, calls, and well wishes and prayers for her foot, which is doing good, and she should be back to normal in 3 weeks. Also, Alan was 39 again on April 1st. So happy birthday, Al. And what a birthday to have. Are there any, and do we want to sing to Al? I think we should sing to Al. Congratulations. And 39 is a wonderful age. Are there any other prayer requests that we have? Yes.
I saw Kiki yesterday. She is at Phillips Springs, and she is having more difficulty than anticipated rehabbing the leg where the hip was broken.
Okay.
So I'm sure she'd appreciate cards.
Okay.
It's hard for her to answer the phone because of where it is for her to gain access, so cards would be better.
Inky. Villa Springs. So Inky is at Villa Springs and is having a little more trouble recovering than she expected, and would appreciate cards. Does she like visitors, do you think?
I'm sorry.
Would she like visitors?
Oh, very much so.
Visitors and cards, but not so much phone calls. Okay.
My brother's surgery has been set for April 27th. Now it's just wait. His name is Bruce. It's back surgery. He looks forward to it just really.
April 27th.
Thank you. Dawn.
A dear family friend of ours, Tommy Womack. He lives in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
He was just diagnosed with bladder cancer.
Okay.
And he is they're going to start him on treatment, I think, this week.
Okay. A family friend of Dawn's, Tommy Womack, has just been diagnosed with bladder cancer and will be beginning treatment. So let us keep Tommy in our prayers. Yes, Becky.
Bill's probably got the flu. I talked him into not coming and sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bill, go ahead.
Also, Fred Toe has been getting some interviews, and he seems to be making progress. Just pray that he will get a job soon.
Mm-hmm. All right, so if you couldn't hear, Bill is sick. He probably has the flu. And Fred Toe has been getting some interviews, and hopefully we'll have a job soon. But let's continue to pray for Fred. And hope that he will soon have a job. Yes, Jean?
Nina Flyer is back in the hospital again.
Right.
And she needs prayers, and I think Jack does too.
Yep. Needed. Okay. I'm sorry? Oh, okay. Okay. Any other prayer requests that we have today?
Paisley had bilateral ear infection, swollen tonsils, and went on a different antibiotic.
Paisley Sewer has ear infection on both ears and tonsillitis, and is on a new antibiotic, so let us pray for her recovery.
Kim says she's probably going to pop some more teeth.
So let us pray for Paisley and the rest of the family, because that can be fun for any of them. Any other prayer requests? There's been a lot of illness this year, and let us just continue to pray for our friends and neighbors and everyone that we know who has been ill. So, as we have these things in our mind, let us come to the table of the Lord. God invites us to come and to share in these gifts of bread and wine. God reminds us, and Christ and the Holy Spirit remind us, that this is not a Presbyterian table, it's not a community of faith table, but it is a table of Jesus Christ our Lord. Who served his disciples on the night of his arrest, and who serves us as well. So when we partake of the bread and the wine, we become one with the body of Christ. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, let us pray again. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and our praise.
Gracious and loving God, it is truly right that we give you thanks and praise for all of the wonderful blessings that you have given to us in our lives, in our relationships and friendships, in our world, the creation that you so lovingly made for us. We thank you that we are creatures of yours and that we live and believe in your spirit. Lord, even though we turn away from you at times, we know that you are always with us and you always call us back to you. And therefore, we give you thanks and praise along with choirs of angels who forever sing to the glory of your name. Gracious and loving God, we do thank you for all that you have given to us, and particularly for your gift of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Lord, you sent Jesus to be on earth among us, living as a human, so that you would experience who we are and what we deal with on a daily basis. Jesus experienced sorrow on the death of his friend Lazarus. He experienced joy, he experienced pain, and he experienced laughter. And because of that, you had the experience of being human. Jesus also bridged the gap between you and us so that we might live again through you. Lord, it is a mystery to us how this happens, but we trust that it does happen because of the promises you have given us. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ has come again. Gracious and loving God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the body and blood of Christ. As we prepare to take these elements of the body and blood, we also pray for those in our community. We pray for Inky, who is still struggling to recover from her hip surgery. We pray for Bruce, who will have back surgery on April 27th. We pray for Tommy Womack, who has been diagnosed with bladder cancer. We pray for Bill, who is suffering from the flu. We pray for Fred, who is still trying to find a job and has some hope, but needs that hope to be fulfilled. We pray for Nita, who is hospitalized, and Jack as he cares for her. And we pray for Paisley as she suffers from ear infection and tonsillitis, and her family as well as they care for her. And now in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own prayers that we know only to us in our hearts. Open us to the wonder of this holy meal as we partake of the bread and the wine, dear Lord. And help us as we go through our lives to feel the movement of God, Christ, and Spirit, and the breath of the wind in our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it and passed it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He also took the cup and he poured it out and he passed it to them, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn, sending hymn, is "Christ Has Made the Sure Foundation," number 417. As we go forth from this place, let us go forth to love and to serve the Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.